This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. And you're listening to episode 172 for Monday, January 17th, 2022.
You guys are probably the coolest Bobs of all the Bobs.
This week on the Two Bobs,
Rob,
we're going to talk about the beer we're drinking. We're going to revisit last week's story about the bitch who farts in jars and sells it on the internet.
And if after that you're still in the mood for some crazy news, we're going to talk about a Nevada man, a charge, the glitter assault, a bleacher theft, a sex toy swindler, and Netflix.
Yeah, and just so Kelly is aware, this does mark 2 weeks in a row.
It does.
She likes to That's know. True. She likes to know how many weeks in a row we've recorded, as we've discussed many times, and she's very excited that we were able to get together second week in a row to record.
She should be particularly excited about this one. And something that popped up, and I went browsing Facebook, and this is probably before we had our little text thing where we have the wives and us together. But I have a text here, or not a text, but it's a Facebook note here. It says from Kelly, and you might recognize this, and it's 5 year. Today's the 13th. Yeah, so it's what year are we in? 22, right? This is 2017. Uh-huh. So 5 years ago today. I get a message from Kelly that says, "Your friend has consumed a considerable amount of wine. Apologies."
You guys are probably the coolest Bobs of all the Bobs.
Oh, man, I remember this. There was a lot of wine.
That's the note that I got, the warning. And that was probably before or after you left that message. So that drop is now 5 years old.
You guys are probably the coolest Bobs of all the Bobs.
So, I mean, it's pretty true. I mean, it's factually correct.
So, yeah.
I
mean, and it's still, it remains true to this day. Even even 5 years later, none of that's changed.
No, we are still the coolest Bobs of all the Bobs.
All the Bobs.
You guys are probably the coolest Bobs of all the Bobs.
And I think you had, one, two bottles of wine all by yourself that day?
Something along those lines, Robert.
You weren't sharing?
I don't see I drink red and Kelly drinks white. So
you drink the good kind.
I do. I drink real wine.
The kind that makes you violently ill after two bottles.
That's the one.
The head feels nice and nice and fresh.
Yeah, it's like hangover in a bottle, essentially. That's my experience anyway.
Oh yeah. Well shit. Speaking of hangovers in a bottle, you'd rather drink some beer?
Let's do it. Was a delay.
Well, yeah, I had like a mini seizure there when I pushed it. I started it and stopped it at the exact same time. Yeah. So I had to reorient myself with which button was which and push.
You know, you've been slipping on the timing.
I have. You know, we took all that time off for the holidays, and then it was the holidays, and it'll probably take me at least till June to recover from all that.
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything, but you were giving me shit about the mistakes that I made in the show notes last week, and. If you go back and you listen to episode 171 fart jar, you will notice there is a considerable pause, a moment of silence between the intro and when the music starts, the intro music. You say the date, and then there's a good 5 or 6 seconds where there's nothing happening.
Really? I'll have to go check it.
I was honestly laughing at it this morning because I was listening back to last week's episode. Yeah. And I'm like, oh man, there's some silence there. And
Robert was asleep. Let me look here. Oh yeah, there is. Wow. But see, because what happened was I remember editing that, and I'll share my screen with you. I remember editing it, and pardon me if we get disconnected somehow, but
we probably will.
I was editing this part right here to make sure that, you know, when the song starts to wind down and then it comes in, and I always watch for that part. And then this part here is always if I leave a lot of the bullshit in there, then I leave some space. So usually what I need to do is I need to grab all this in my, there we go. So I needed to pull all this back. So I'll save it. I'll leave it in there just since you mocked me. That way, if anybody wants to go back, but I'll save it so that it's correct, because I don't want any record of what I did incorrectly.
All right. I thought it was entertaining. I'm like, I actually had to look down at my phone real quick and make sure that it was still connected. I'm like, why is nothing happening?
What did he do? Oh man, too funny. Well, I'll watch out for that for the next 171 episodes and make sure that they're all correct.
Oh, perfect. I expect nothing but perfection going forward, both in the show notes for myself,
right,
and all the other stuff with you.
Not just between your ears, but everything else. What are you drinking?
So this week I'm going to I guess I can't really call them our friends. We've never had this particular brewery on the show. It's it's a mid-Michigan brewery in East Lansing, home of the Michigan State Spartans. And I've had a few from this place before, never on the Two Bobs though. So this is Ellison Brewing Company. Yep. They're based out of East Lansing, Michigan. And what I have home this week, correct? I just said that. what I have is their Gravity Shift, and it is a bourbon barrel aged imperial stout with cacao nibs. Yeah. And vanilla beans. So there's some chocolate, some vanilla, and it's 14.5% alcohol by volume. Whoa. And so, and I have a hefty little can here. And by the way, I should say that this is from a friend of the show, Scott. He was gracious enough to bring me some beer like week before last, or between Christmas and New Year. He stopped by and brought me some good stuff. And this is one of them. So here we go.
Bottoms up.
First off, I happen to notice it's a very smooth pour, not a lot of, just a little bit of carbonation, very thin head. And it smells like straight up fucking booze.
It looks so. Well, yeah, 14%. It was. It's going to be a lot. And it's dark,
and
too.
And chocolate. It smells like a chocolate bar, though.
Really?
So I'm expecting a lot of chocolate flavor. I'm expecting a lot of booze, a lot of chocolate, and a little bit of vanilla. And this is so weird. We'll find out.
Curious.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what you get. You get... what's funny is you get the booziness hits you up front, but then you get some chocolate in there, and it's a heavy chocolate presence, and then a little bit of vanilla at the end too. Like, it's a kind of a, you're surprised that it has chocolate flavor to it.
I'm surprised that it's that strong, or that you really get much of it when they're that boozy. They sometimes really kind of fall flat on the chocolate.
Yeah, this is kind of like a symphony of flavors. It's interesting because I taste all three I taste the booze, the chocolate, the vanilla, but not at the same time. I taste it in that order. Huh? I'm going to take another sip because this is a very interesting beer to me.
It's complex.
Very complex. It is.
It's like on the nose, on the tongue, on the finish.
Yeah.
So you get that, and those beers are fun because you get something just kind of throughout. It's not one flavor that just goes away. It's a little bit different the longer you sip on it.
It's a really good beer, actually. It's, and again, I'm getting, it's very complex. I'm getting the booze, the chocolate. It tastes like a Hershey's Kiss almost, and then more like a Tootsie Roll. I'm gonna go with Tootsie Roll.
Oh,
and then a little bit of Beaver Asshole at the end.
That's the best part.
Got to finish with the Beaver Asshole. But anyway, really good. Rated at 4.5 on Untappd. And from Ellison, again, they like strong beer, but there's a good brewery. I don't know how widely they distribute, so I don't know if you can get it outside of Michigan.
Yeah,
but nonetheless, a nice solid beer. Thanks, Scott, for introducing this to me, and solid.
Now, how many of those would you drink, or would you be able to drink if you were going to sit down? Is it the type of beer where you would drink several, or Is it that sweet enough kind of desserty beer? We're like, yeah, you'd have one and then probably move on.
I don't know if I could drink
the 14% several.
I mean, yeah. And then there's another one. There was one that was really good that I split with Dave last weekend. It's the Four Horsemen from Allison too. And that one is actually stronger than this.
Ooh.
I like the Four Horsemen just a little bit more than I like this one. But again, it's probably one I drink one of these, because if I sit down with multiples of these, I think I might be in trouble.
It could be in for a hurting at the end of that.
Be a good episode of the podcast, but I would probably pay for it the next day.
You guys are probably the coolest Bobs of all the Bobs.
Exactly. That's just like that's it would kind of end like that. I feel like I'd be leaving us voicemails.
Well, I'll look to see
how cool we are.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I doubt I could get it down here, but I might look and see. Now, I'm going to go back to our friends at Drecker Brewing Company, because I so enjoyed the one from last week, and I had a couple more from my friends Jeff and Holly, who graciously acquired these for me and were willing to share from their stash. And this week, I got the Chonk Rainbow Sherbet Smoothie Sour. And notice that I did say sherbet, because there's only one R in sherbet. So for those of you that spell it sherbert, that's not correct. So no, just letting you know.
It's wrong, and you should go to hell.
Right. Exactly. So this one, the website didn't have anything, so I went over here to Untappd. And Untappd tells us that this Chonk Sunday Sour is loaded with lemon, lime, orange, raspberry.
That's a chonk.
Chonk.
Guava. That chonk.
Right. Chonk.
Chonk. Chonk.
Marshmallows. Lactose.
You were
sea salt.
Oh.
Chonk. And of course, big old scoops of rainbow sherbet for a fruity, decadent, chonky, and sherbety leap into a world of devout silliness. There's a lot to unpack and all that. That's one sentence that went on for the whole thing. And you can see, since I don't have my crazy screen on, it's red, and it's very similar to some of the ones that you've had in the past, where it's dark, and it actually, you can see it sticking to the side of the glass. It's got
it looks amazing.
The fruit in there is sticky, so it's got some stuff sitting on the top. So a lot like if you had made a smoothie and you blend it all up, and this one is not as thick as the smoothies. I like them with the ice and all that in there, so you kind of have like a slurpy type thing, but everything's sitting on top a lot like I had just made it. So I'm gonna give it a sniff and then a taste and see if I can pull out any of those flavors or scents.
Gonna give it a sniff and a taste.
I should. That's how you always start. It's fruity. It's kind of, I don't know that I pick up. I think it's kind of all mixture in there, and I'm not a big fan of lemons in the beer, so we'll see if I can get any of that. If I get that sourness, then it's probably, but tart would be okay. And looking at some of the other flavors, and starting to drool here, some of those other flavors, I think it is probably going to be more on the tart side. That's good. I think there's definitely something for this. Again, like I said last week, this brewery versus some of the other sours that I had. I don't know that I really pick out any of those in particular, maybe little bits of everything. There is, it said marshmallows in there, and I do get a bit of that kind of sweetness where it's a bit smoother. And it's I think it's complex as well. It's kind of everything kind of working together. No overwhelming taste of any of those. I don't really get a whole lot of the lactose, although maybe that's some of the smoothness that I get from the marshmallows. But I rated it highly as well. I rated it a 4.5. It's not quite as good as the one that I had last week, but it's up there, and I would definitely drink more of these. So I'm continuing to enjoy the sours that I'm getting from Drecker Brewing Company. And if you're able to get those, be quick, because they seem to go quite fast if they show up in any of your local establishments.
I'm trying to remember if I can get Drecker here.
Well, they're out of Fargo, so they're closer to you than me. So I would imagine that Fargo. I didn't say it like that, but they're closer. They're closer to you than me. So, and I like looking here at Untappd. The most recent activity on this is a check-in, and somebody says, "I mean, it's melted ice cream, not what I want in beer." And that was something that a couple of folks have told me. Just said, "Hey, don't think of it as a beer," and that's helped me to kind of get through this. But
well, because if you just like the sours that I've had from Holmes, yeah. if you if you go in there thinking that you're drinking beer, it's gonna mess you. It's gonna confuse your palate because it's not really beer. It's a sour. You know what I mean? But I mean, it's like beer's first cousin, right? I was looking to see if I can find like this chunk. Beer not available. It's not distributed in my local area. What if I go out further? How far do I got to go out before I can get a chunk? I'm going out 50 miles right now, but I feel like it's not a good idea. Is that thing still going on?
I will tell you that thing went on for a long time. It's around here somewhere. I think I brought it down here just so that it would save it. But yeah, it went on a good bit that night, and we finally had to put it outside. And I think we sent you the sound of it. You could hear it through the door. So we put it out in the garage, and it stopped. So it looked like it had several hours worth of time frame on it. So we did it a couple other times just for shits and giggles. The kids loved it.
You know, I'm glad that they enjoyed it. You know, I did it for the whole family. Really,
kind of a lot of excitement, really.
And so I'm not having a whole lot of luck with Drucker. Anyway, we're trying to record a podcast.
I can look for
that later.
Do that another time.
And Robert, I saw you. Yeah. You added something to the lineup here, which I think is very interesting.
First off, kind of interesting.
When I opened the website, I got a bunch of warnings from Safari saying that this could be a nefarious website. However, in the interest of making a good podcast, I forewent all of the warnings and opened the website nonetheless. And it's talking about, so last week, if you remember, TTB 171 fart jar, I said it normally, Robert. We actually named the episode over this girl, this lady from this show 90 Day Fiancé, which I've never seen and couldn't care less
and
about.
And don't want to.
What she does, she farts in jars. She eats a bunch of stuff that makes her want to fart, and then she farts in jars and then puts fabric petals inside of there to hold the fart. And then she sells it for $1,000 a jar. And we've been learning she was making quite a bit of money on that. But I'm afraid now, Robert, that
she's had some health issues since then.
Her income is going to take quite a hit at this point because apparently she was hospitalized.
Right.
With chest pains. And she thinks that it was caused by a steady diet of gas inducing. beans and eggs.
I thought I was having a stroke and that these were my final moments. I was overdue. Who knew creating farts would cause you to think that you were dying? Although sometimes they get trapped in there and that does hurt. It was made clear that what I was experiencing wasn't a stroke or a heart attack, but intense gas pains. I was advised to change my diet, stop farting in glass, and take a gas suppressant medication, which has effectively ended my business. So now she's probably working at Wendy's. In an Instagram post on January 4th, Stephanie did offer loyal customers some hope with another option. Of course she did. Oh, boy.
She'll just poop right in the jar for you.
Shark. So by now you may have caught wind that I am retiring from the fart jar business soon and branching out into digital world of NFTs. And one of these days we'll have to talk about that. You're going to know more about that than me. NFT fart jar collection has launched and is available to mint. So I guess in recent weeks, many criticized the gig, which forced the reality. And now I'm losing interest here because I don't know how she's selling NFTs of fart jars. And that's a longer, tunnel that I'd be willing to go through tonight, I think.
It's not really appropriate for two Bob. It's not really two Bob's material. I mean, although we decide what is two Bob's material.
Right. I couldn't talk about NFT outside of barely spelling NFT, so I'll just leave it at that. If you're selling NFTs of your own fart jars, let us know.
Oh, all right.
Man. Well, that was, really wasn't crazy news, but it kind of, it showed up and I thought, well, is it crazy newsworthy? And it kind of is, but it was just kind of a good, you know, kind of revisit of an old story from just last week.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, again, I just hope she's able to make ends meet. It does say in TikTok video. So she shared a video on this recently and said, people judging me for selling my jarred farts. Them not knowing I've made over 100,000, own a beautiful home and multiple cars from her farts.
Well, it said 45,000 a week. So that was 2 weeks worth of work. I'd do it for a couple gas pains for 100,000. Well, so
was it only like her third week on the job then?
That's what because it sounds like.
It says she makes 45 grand a week, but this, she's gloating about making 100 grand.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe she's not good at math either. I don't know.
She's apparently not. I don't think she should be dabbling NFTs though.
That's right. If you're not good at math, stay away from the NFTs. But anyhow, you ready to talk about some real crazy news?
I am.
All right, let's do it. That one was loud.
All right. So first we're going to Las Vegas, Robert.
Oh, well, it is Las Vegas.
Where police arrested a man who was allegedly had, what do you think he had in his stolen car?
Matches, marbles,
close body tacos? Parts, body parts. Close. Uh-oh. You were very close. You're on your way to body parts. A Nevada man is being charged with murder after the police say they found severed body parts in his car that he admits to stealing. So he admitted to stealing the car, not the body parts.
I
was confused. I was like, how do you steal severed body parts? On December 23rd, patrol officers tried to stop a man in his truck and began to chase, according to the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department. The department's air unit saw Eric Holland, 57, get out of his Toyota Tundra truck and jump into a golden Chevrolet Avalanche truck.
Oh, great.
Police say that Holland fled the police.
New Holland.
A second time, and the chase led them to an apartment complex, according to CNN. Holland allegedly threw objects at the police to resist arrest. They were mostly severed penises, but he was eventually taken into custody, Robert. They took care of it. The police say they found several human body parts in the bed of the truck, including a plastic bag with a severed head. Golden truck reportedly had coolers that contained two human legs and an apparent human torso, according to criminal complaints. Man, if those truly were not, you know, his severed body parts, I'd be like, this is some shit luck. The victim had been identified. You steal a car and there's fucking, so yeah, how do you get out of that one?
That's bad.
Yeah, the victim had been identified as Richard P. Miller by the Clark County Coroner's Office, and the cause of death resulted from multiple gunshot wounds. Holland is prior felon in Nevada, California, and Texas.
Uh-oh.
Judge denied bail for Holland after he was named a suspect in Miller's homicide. Proof is evident, and the presumption is great that Mr. Holland committed murder, judge said in an interview. So apparently the local judicial people, they seem to think that maybe he was the one that put the body parts there. Bail was denied for Holland, who has been named a suspect in Miller's homicide. Holland has not entered a plea, but his public defender Pete David Westbrook says that Holland stole a truck that just happened to have the body parts in them, according to an article. An alleged motive for Holland has not been released yet, but authorities say that Holland and Miller knew each other. So, I mean,
yeah, so that's kind of fishy. I mean, at first, I thought
he killed the guy and put him in the truck and trying to say that he's
that's why he stole the truck. He needed a way to be able to haul it away. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Now, what initially he says, you know, going back to last week, the story that I didn't realize had all the trafficking in it. Usually what we do when we find these stories, we kind of read the headline and go, okay, that's funny. And then we go on with it. And sometimes we get stuck in it. And this one had me thinking of the guy last week where he found the drugs was wrapped the drugs that were wrapped around his penis is that those aren't mine.
Yeah.
So I kind of imagine this is the same sort of thing where he was just driving his truck and had these things in the back and then, oh, that's not mine. But seems there was more layers to that story than initially thought by just the simple headline.
So, well, you know, it's luckily you're the one that's reading this one.
Is this the Wink News?
This is Wink News.
Okay. Well, this is Florida Man. And I added this one late because I wasn't sure how the last one was going to go over. Yeah. So we'll see. Now I'm a little bit nervous of what you're saying, that it's good that I'm doing this one.
I mean, I don't know.
You don't know? A Florida man stops to charge his ankle monitor while committing a crime, faces Grand Theft Auto.
You don't want to get in trouble.
No. Early Tuesday evening, the DeSoto County Sheriff's Office began receiving numerous calls about a person riding through a homeowner's properties on a red side-by-side. And I don't know what that is, honestly. That's about as far as I got.
Side-by-side.
Yeah. I'm thinking, like, is it one of those... I was thinking, like, a sidecar on a motorcycle. You Google it while I read it. The man, Joshua Shane, cried... Actually, well, Alexa, what is a side-by-side?
Oh, it's like...
Sorry, I'm having trouble hearing. Can you say that again?
It's like a recreational...
Oh, yeah, I know what it is. It's like an ATV type thing, but it's...
Instead of
sitting like a motorcycle, it's two-seaters, but they're side-by-side. Okay,
I don't know that.
Alexa, stop.
Shut the fuck up, Alexa. You're not supposed to be a man either. It's fine.
You're the one that told me to change it, so I did.
That's true.
The man, Joshua Shane Kreider, even approached one caller and asked if he could use their electrical outlet to charge his ankle monitor. Hopefully it was a quick charge. A detective responded to the call and said he saw Kreider near Southwest County Road 760 in Terrell.
Kreider.
Detective Pacheco approached Kreider, who was allegedly behaving strangely, probably because he was still attached to the outlet with his ankle bracelet. Detective Pacheco attempted to figure out what was going on, Kreider reached into his pockets, causing Detective Pacheco to hear suspicious clicking sounds. When the suspect refused to keep his hands visible, he was immediately handcuffed. Detective Pacheco found a box cutter in his pocket with the blade out. Ooh, it probably cut his artery.
Whoopsies.
A check on the side-by-side revealed that the vehicle to have been reported stolen out of Charlotte County, and the back was full of body parts. The detective ran a check on Kreider and found out not only was he on house arrest, but he also had an extensive history, including battery, burglary, and grand theft. Faces charges of grand theft of a motor vehicle and resisting arrest, which are both felonies, Rob. So he's in trouble.
Well, that's a problem.
Yeah. Moral of the story is when you have to charge your ankle bracelet, just go home.
Yeah, go home and charge that. I mean, yeah, let's be honest.
Or charge it before you go running out on a crime spree.
I would agree with that.
That way it doesn't disrupt things.
All right, our next story is going to take us... Well, we're going to stay in Florida.
Stay in Florida, Rob. We were just there.
Yeah, that's why I said stay in Florida. We're already there. Hence the staying part.
It only makes sense.
See what it did there. Where a woman was busted for a 3 a.m. glitter attack.
As you should. Florida.
Two Florida women are facing a felony burglary charge after allegedly perpetrating a 3 a.m. glitter attack on a male victim, police report. Investigators say Sarah Franks, 29, and Caitlin O'Donovan, 27, arrived early yesterday morning at the Clearwater residence of Jacob Colon. Cologne? I'm going to say Colon. And began arguing with him while he was standing on his fence balcony. Franks and Donovan, cops allege, each threw a container of glitter at Colon, who was struck in the upper torso and head. Arrest affidavits do not reveal the nature of the argument or the relationship between the parties. After pelting Colon, Franks climbed over the ground level fence and entered Colon's apartment, where she engaged the victim by throwing more containers of glitter at him. Cops charged. Franks then allegedly unlocked the front door to allow O'Donovan to enter the residence. Once inside, O'Donovan threw additional containers of glitter at Colon, according to the affidavit, which indicates O'Donovan and Franks share an apartment about 2 miles from Colon's home.
Now, do you think Colin has ever put his farts in jars?
Well, I mean, I feel like the market has really started to open back up for that, because it was being monopolized by the last chick, but she almost died from it. So since it appears Colin was able to identify his assailants, police. I missed one. Upon completing the glitter bombing, Franks kicked a window in Colin's residence until it broke. The pair then drove away from the apartment complex. Since it appears Colin was able to identify his assailants, police arrested Franks and O'Donovan about an hour after the glitter attack. The getaway car, police reported, was tracked back to the duo's home. The auto was still warm to the touch, and glitter was observed on the inside of the vehicle. Officer Matthew,
of course.
That stuff just gets everywhere. You can't hide it.
It never comes out. It's like sand.
No, exactly. As seen above, Franks left and O'Donovan were arrested on a felony charge of burglary with assault or battery. Franks was also charged with criminal mischief and allegedly breaking Colin's window. Franks bonded out of the jail Monday morning after posting a $75,250 bond. O'Donovan remains in custody at the Pinellas County lockup. A judge has ordered both women to have no contact with Colin. You go nowhere near Colin, is what the judge said.
That's right.
Too funny. So yeah,
and looking at their pictures, they're smiling like, yeah, that was some funny shit. We just kicked the guy's ass with a jar of glitter.
Yeah, they got him good with glitter.
Well, the funny thing is, I had to laugh because this one I actually did read, because I was so confused at what happened. Like, how do you attack somebody with glitter? But they hit him with it, and then he went into their apartment rather than leaving or getting away from them. It's like, okay, I'll go inside with you, thinking that it was going to be over, and they hit him again.
Yeah,
it was just jars of glitter, it looks like.
I feel like he was maybe hoping something would happen
that
maybe involved less glitter.
Yeah, those two.
Kicking in things.
Yikes. Oh, poor Colin. Well, hopefully he's all right. Hopefully he got all that glitter out of his hair.
It never will. It'll be there till he dies.
Oh, man. Well, I'm going to go to Fox 10 this time. I don't know exactly. Oh, Mobile, Alabama. And that makes a lot more sense.
Uh-huh.
Where MPD, and I guess that's Mobile Police Department, arrest man for allegedly stealing bleachers and dragging with his car.
You piece of shit human being.
Alabama, a bizarre theft case lands a mobile man in jail. Mobile police say they pulled over 60-year-old Michael McClellan on Tuesday after an officer saw him dragging a set of stadium bleachers behind his car. He was going to have family over and he needed a place for them to sit. It happened in the middle of the day, and the officer pulled McClellan over at 12:22 p.m. on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue across from the Catholic Cemetery.
You piece of shit human being.
McClellan was booked into Metro Jail about 45 minutes later and charged of all the people that have to be the piece of shit human being. It has to be the bleacher stealer. Charged with theft of property. First degree. According to investigators, the bleachers were stolen from Lions Park. They have since been returned. Last check, McClellan was still in Metro Jail. He has a bond hearing scheduled for Friday morning. That's tomorrow, Rob.
Oh,
that's good.
Best of luck to him.
Yeah, good luck,
McClellan. I like the photo, though, the car just with these like bleachers dragging on it. It reminds me of the first story we ever read from Gillian Graham, where they were just dragging the shed.
Oh, man, too funny.
It's not like these bleachers were on a trailer. Like, they're just pulling. Just dragging them.
Stick one end in my trunk. And it's got the big sign hanging off everywhere. The back.
Yeah. That's good.
Oh, man, too. Bizarre bleachers theft.
All right. So, speaking of bleachers.
Right.
This man was busted for a sex toy robbery.
Uh-oh. That happens. That adult world, Rob.
We're going to the Smoking Gun, which I believe we have not been to. No, we have been. The Glitter Assault was the Smoking Gun.
Yeah.
This is another one from our friends at Smoking Gun, where a man was busted for a sex toy robbery at Adult World. What's funny to me is, though, is the circumstance, the other circumstances surrounding this. So dude, January 6th.
Just read the headline and go, yeah, this is good.
Well, I needed to know, like, what made this unique. And you're going to find out.
Okay.
We're planning a route. In the first sentence, it's probably, it kind of gives it away. When planning to rob a sex toys from an adult store, it's best to avoid establishments at which you recently applied for a job.
Oh, no.
29-year-old man is behind bars on multiple criminal charges after allegedly stealing $350 worth of items from a Pennsylvania business and threatening to stab a clerk who sought to stop him. According to the criminal complaint, Jacob McFarland last week entered the Adult World Emporium in North Wales, a Philadelphia suburb, and walked out with a pair of masturbators.
It was really tense.
And that included a $95.99 flashlight model and an auto blow. And an auto blow AI. You can't make this shit up. It retails for about $250. That must be a better experience than the fleshlight, because I mean it's quite a bit more pricey.
He had just broken his Oculus, so he was kind of tense.
When an adult world worker confronted McFarland in the store's parking lot, the accused masturbator
thief
allegedly threatened to stab the man. Just to go buy another masturbator at the store and just put the broken one.
This is why I don't tell you anything.
The employee, cops noted, was able to identify McFarland because he recently applied for a position at Adult
Still
World.
Has his name tag.
In a police the trainee name tag. In a police statement, the victim said that Jacob came into Adult World and instantly walked to the back of the store, grabbed the two sex toys. Officers quickly located McFarland at a hotel just steps away from Adult World. He was found carrying a knife and a fleshlight and a backpack with a lock on it. Did you just know you're up to
look at that Masturbator 2000.
Oh, is that the auto blow on the left there? What's the there's like a power meter or something.
It's like R2-D2 with a rubber top.
Officers quickly located McFarland. Oh, wait, I already said that part. He's carrying a knife and a backpack with a lock on it. Cops applied for a search warrant for the backpack, which apparently held the purloined masturbators. Pictured above, McFarland was charged with robbery and a felony and several misdemeanors, according to retail, including retail theft, making terroristic threats. He's being held in the Montgomery County lockup in lieu of $5,000 bail. According to court records, McFarland has multiple pending criminal cases.
Of course he does.
For which charges include disorderly conduct, narcotics possession, theft, and criminal mischief.
Uh-oh.
As previously reported in these pages, an Oklahoma man was arrested in 2020 for using an auto blow AI inside an adult store.
Couldn't wait to get home.
I mean, those stores, I imagine, are full of sexually explicit things, but I don't think you're supposed to engage in the activity until you, like you said, bring it home. So this guy here from 2020 he blew himself with the auto blow EA in the store.
He was charging his ankle bracelet, Robbie.
Yeah, it's a loot act. He was loot act. He pled guilty, and the pervy perp was recognized by an employee. As he was previously putting in job applications at this establishment, police reported the auto blow's creators contend the 10-speed masturbator, which plugs into a wall outlet, uses artificial intelligence to give you the perfect blowjob.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I'm going to go see what's going on with that. Let's see here.
Sorry.
Autoblow.com. Oh,
I'd like to exchange my headset, please.
I see, enjoy unlimited blowjobs from our advanced blowjob machines. The new AutoBlow AI uses artificial intelligence to give you the perfect blowjob. AutoBlow 2 Plus XT is a trusted machine that started it all. And there's an animated image of how the machine works. There it is right there. Huh. Fantastic. Ultimate gadget for men created by scientists. They got a bunch of fucking scientists.
Of course, men NASA, scientists too.
NASA made this. You can use his interchangeable sleeves. So you can get a mouth, other things. Oh, it's a microchip with four sensors to control the action. Well, then.
And it connects to your Wi-Fi, probably, so you can update the firmware.
Yeah. Oh, if you're on a budget, you can get the AutoBlow 2 Plus XT. I mean, looking by the animated GIF, animated image there, it looks like it's not as nice of an experience. No. Oh, by the way, speeds. Yeah, you can get it directly from AutoBlow.com. You can save $70 currently. Retail price $299.95. You can get it for $229.95, though.
It's New Year special.
Yeah, it's quiet, it says. Industrial grade fan cooled motor system.
Jesus.
I feel like we just spent way too much time talking about the AutoBlow AI, but I just wanted everybody to understand, you know, exactly what AutoBlow AI was, and
it's like so a robot.
There's different modes, including the full stroke, the intense edge, the fast edge, the teasing slow stroke, top and bottom strokes. Master stroke.
TGB 172. Teasing slow stroke.
There's the full AI experience too. Yeah, look at it go. Really, yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to order two just in case the one breaks and I threw the box away.
Make sure you get yourself a packet of the sleeve renewal powder too. The AutoBlow sleeve renewal powder.
They talked about it on Joe Rogan.
Oh, of course they did.
So it's legit.
It cures COVID too. Too funny.
Well, is this story done?
It is done, Rob.
Okay.
Oh man. Well, shit. Our last story, if you're still with us, takes us to our friends.
I mean, what happened is they probably went to order the AutoBlow and and they're listening through our website and they closed the tab out.
Right. Happens all the time. Well, our friends at the Daily News reported, and this mentions Netflix, Rob, and you were telling me a story earlier about how you were watching Netflix. But this one tells us about a man who sues Netflix for $2 million and wins because he claims that binge watching led to his obesity. Terry Jones, 27, of Phoenix, Arizona, just won a cool $2 million from Netflix. His rate still went up. Mr. Jones sued the media giant for his obesity, which he claims started when he got a Netflix streaming subscription. Before Netflix, I would go to the bathroom and get up and move around during commercials. With Netflix, there were no commercials, so I would just sit enthralled by whatever was on at the time. I lost all desire to get up unless it was to grab some more food, said Terry. Apparently, he fell into such a deep trance while streaming that he had a catheter and feces bag attached to him to minimize the need to get up. All this and a new mini fridge kept his ass glued to the couch.
What is it?
I stopped falling asleep in my bed and would just pass out on the couch. The shows wouldn't stop. One would end, another would start, and I had to watch them all.
Yeah.
If I did finish a new series, a new recommended one would start up. So I felt like I was on a merry-go-round.
That's how they get you. It's true.
Yep. Within months, Terry could no longer leave the couch.
You can't trash get off. You get up. An AutoBlow AI.
That's next in line. Trash piled up around him, and his weight was getting out of control. In April of 2020, he weighed 250 pounds, and by December, he was 375. By the summer of 2021, he was knocking on the door of 500 pounds. Something had to be done. When I realized this was all the fault of Netflix for me being obese, not offering a warning about possible. That's why I watch Hulu, Rob. My weight has only grown slightly. It's warning about possible dangerous side effects. I had used my knowledge acquired from courtroom legal shows. That he ironically watched on Netflix to formulate the structure.
Binge watched him.
Right. Of a lawsuit and subsequently contacted a lawyer. The case never made it to court. Netflix eventually settled for $2 million and would start implementing new fail safes to limit viewing after a period of time. Our legal expert believes the reason for the quick settlement was almost nefarious. Netflix saw that this could be a possible class action lawsuit, needed to nip it in the bud. $2 million is not a lot of money compared to the $850 million they could have potentially lost if a class action suit indeed took place.
Suit saved the money.
I heard they paid him in NFTs from fart jars. Terry is now enjoying life in his new ranch in Montana. I got me the best internet out here, and it's just so damn beautiful, too. A friend of mine turned me into Hulu, and I'm going to give them a shot. I wish you the best of luck in your new adventures, Terry. Well, that's pretty good.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, Terry did, you know, he's got the American dream now, living out in Montana, and he's got $2 million. That'll last him probably three lifetimes.
He'll be all right. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of months of Netflix membership.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, shit, that's 172 in the books. It's January still, so.
It is.
Cold out. We get more snow this weekend. We got a three-day weekend, so I'm excited.
Wow. I also do have a three-day weekend. And did you hear about this, the woman who was castrated her fiancé by tying a cord to a scrotum and yanking? She's been arrested.
She put it in the back of the truck.
She did. She claimed it was stolen.
Oh, man, too funny. Well, shit. Well, hopefully all things go well with this next upcoming week, and we'll be able to do this again in a couple of days.
There'll be three in a row if we do it next week. So that's pretty exciting, Robert.
That is. Well, I'll see you then.
All right, see ya.
See ya. Bye.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.